Journalists are not supposed to become part of the story they're covering, but through no fault of her own, Patricia Bell did just that. Ms. Bell reports for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. She was covering an outbreak of swine flu that's hit the Inuit population in the territory of Nunavut. That's when she was put under quarantine. She told us last week that she may have contracted the virus. Patricia Bell remains under quarantine in Nunavut. Patricia, how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better than when we spoke last week. I can actually sit up without almost passing out, so that's a lot better. But I have been confirmed as the first case of H1N1 in the eastern part of Nunavut, so on Baffin Island in the Baffin region.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you joined the ranks of how many others, though, among the Inuit population who have it already?
Oh, it's just been incredible here. There's 164 cases. Well, there were up until yesterday 164 confirmed cases, all of them in the western and central part of Nunavut. The territory is huge. It covers one-fifth of Canada's landmass.
Wow.
So that makes 165, and we can suspect that there's going to be a lot more than that.
What was the process of actually finding out if you have H1N1?
It took a week to get my results back, which seems like an incredible amount of time. Now, I know that the news reporters here in the territory are chasing health officials to find out why it's taking so long, but, you know, one of the things we're already hearing is that with so many cases, people are overwhelmed because they're sending these swabs. They stick this swab down your nose and take a swab and then send it to Winnipeg to have them tested, and then the results are returned to Nunavut. So it's taking quite a bit of time.
I don't know how many people you work with, but is there any fear that you have already passed it on to other people in your office?
Oh, my gosh, everybody, I feel like I'm the plague or something. Everybody's really, really worried. People are coming to the door, dropping things off outside the door and ringing the doorbell to let me know my groceries are there. And there's a couple of people that have gone home ill, and there are concerns. My boss is concerned, of course. I mean, the flu is mild to a certain extent. That's what everyone's saying. But I can tell you I've never been this sick because I went through fever and cold sweats and really bad headaches and this terrible, terrible cough. And a couple of nights I thought I couldn't breathe because I just felt really, really congested. So I can imagine someone who has respiratory problems, how this would affect them. And that's the big concern here in Nunavut because of the high rates of respiratory illness and also the overcrowded conditions.
So they said you can't go back to work for a few days. How long will you actually be considered contagious then, Patricia?
Well, they consider me contagious. I still have this little cough that comes and goes, and so apparently, although I'm feeling a lot better, they feel that I'm still contagious. So I probably won't be in for the rest of the week, which is really hard when you're a workaholic. I can tell you, my friends think that this is quite amusing because they know that I'm, well, they don't think it's amusing, but they know that I'm a workaholic and my laptop is actually in getting repaired. So
so you're like removed. Whether you like it or not, you got to stop working.
I can imagine.
Well, slow down. Enjoy your vacation and feel better. The CBC's Patricia Bell in Nunavut. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco.